Astronomers have known for quite a few years now that ours is not the only solar system in the galaxy. But it's turning out that our galaxy is downright crowded with planets circling around other stars. This week, astronomers announced 15 more planets, bringing the total so far to about 90 known planets. One of these newly found planets is notable because it is the first one to look a lot like a planet in our own solar system. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Of the 15 new planets announced this week, the pick of the litter is without question one around a nearby star called 55 Cancri. Jeff Marcy at the University of California at Berkeley says this planet is about the size of Jupiter and in an orbit very much like Jupiter's.
All the other planets that we've ever found around other stars were in some wacky type of orbit. Most of the extrasolar planets orbited very close to the host star. Many of them orbited in elongated, so-called eccentric orbits. And so we had never discovered a planet around another star that resembled one of the planets, one of the nine planets in our own solar system.
The other planets have all been massive, orbiting uncomfortably close to their suns. Now, with patience, Marcy and colleagues have found this more distant planet around 55 Cancri. And it's not alone.
This planetary system, interestingly, has two other planets we've already found as well, inner planets. So it's a full-fledged family of planets, which reminds us of the nine planets that go around our sun. But on the other hand, the architecture of this system is clearly different.
The two inner planets are also massive, in contrast to our own solar system, where small rocky planets like Earth, Mars, and Venus are close in, and big gas planets like Jupiter and Saturn are far out. It took the astronomers 15 years to discover this planet because that's how long it took the planet to orbit its star. Here's how they find planets. Marcy and his colleagues track distant stars to see if they wobble. That wobble indicates that a planet is tugging on the star as it circles around. They don't actually see these planets, but they can infer their size and orbit by the wobbles. During the 15 years that Marcy and his colleague Paul Butler have been watching this star, they've also started spying on many others, 1,200 now and counting. Butler from the Carnegie Institution of Washington says that's why they were able to announce more than a dozen discoveries at once this week.
You know, it's like they say, volume, volume, volume. You know, you just do more and more stars and you find more and more planets. So there'll probably be, you know, one or two more big bumper crops like this where we find big, relatively easy to find planets. But after that, we might find planets less and less often as we find them in more and more distant orbits.
Butler and Marcy have already found enough planets, though, for astronomers to be able to say some general things about how common they are in our neck of the universe.
It probably tells us, well, we're not special.
David Spergel is an astronomer at Princeton University.
Our solar system is one of perhaps a billion like it in our galaxy.
Spergel says the one question that's still begging for an answer is about the abundance of Earth-like planets, ones potentially capable of supporting life. So far, not one planet as small as ours has cropped up in these planet searches.
We do not know about the low-mass, the Earth-mass planets in this system or any other nearby system simply because our technology just isn't capable of detecting them yet, though that's something that I think is on the horizon.
New telescopes and new techniques are on the way. And interest in this field is hot, so planet hunters like Jeff Marcy and Paul Butler are getting more and more opportunities to scan the skies to look for places like our own home. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.